Last week, a very comfortable-sounding male CEO with a very well-paid gig running Microsoft, Satya Nadella, told a fairly shocked audience at a Women in Computing conference in Phoenix, Arizona, that women in tech will eventually succeed if they just buckle down and do good work, something like that. Well, you can judge for yourself what he actually said. Here's the moment from that conference. Satya Nadella responding to a question.
For women who aren't comfortable with asking for a raise, what's your advice for them?
It's not really about asking for the raise, but knowing and having faith that the system will actually give you the right raises as you go along. And that, I think, might be one of the additional superpowers that, quite frankly, women who don't ask for a raise have. Because that's good karma. It'll come back. Because somebody's going to know that's the kind of person that I want to trust. That's the kind of person that I want to really give more responsibility to. And in the long-term efficiency, things catch up.
The woman asking the questions of CEO Nadella was Maria Clave, president of Harvey Mudd College. In an interview last month, Clave told us that her students are hotly recruited by Microsoft and other top tech companies. President Clave joins us now from Southern California. Welcome again.
Thank you.
I guess what surprised me, and you have a relationship with Satya Nadella because he recruits your folks there at Harvey Mudd, but it just seemed so completely naive that good karma is what gets rewarded in the tech industry, just being quiet and going along. That's exactly the problem for women in tech.
Yes, well, I think you have to take into account his background. He was definitely raised in a country that believes in good karma and believes in putting in an effort and expecting that the system, the universe, will reward you for that effort. Also, within a few hours, he had recanted and said he was completely wrong. And I really appreciate that because I don't think there's a lot of CEOs of major tech companies who are as willing to admit that they're wrong when they've made a mistake.
It's interesting because, yes, cultural bias notwithstanding, his sense of being raised in a culture of good karma, I suspect he may have asked for a raise at some point during his career. I don't have any evidence of that. Perhaps you don't either. But it's also the case that men who make it to the place that Nadella has made it don't point to the times they asked for a raise and the times they were annoying and persistent. They point to the fact that, well, the system has rewarded me for being a wonderful, brilliant genius. And that's part of the problem as well. That's sort of the male side.
I do agree there are many men like that, but it's not Satya. So first of all, he's very humble, and he would never call himself a brilliant genius. The second thing is he actually did talk about, during the interview, about advice that he got from one of his managers earlier in his career, where it wasn't that he was pushing too hard to get a raise, he was pushing too hard to get the next opportunity. And she basically told him just to focus on his work and do his work well and not to worry about what the next opportunity was going to be. Just be in the present and actually focus on what you're doing and make sure you're doing your best work possible. And he says that's the best advice he got. Mm. So his actual belief system about his own situation is actually consistent with what he said. It still doesn't make it right, but he's not being hypocritical.
President Clave, any comments from students at Harvey Mudd you'd like to share?
First of all, I've had a lot of comments both from our alumni and from our current students that thank me for disagreeing with Satya, which of course I did because I disagree with them. I've also had a lot of comments from students from all across the country thanking Satya for doing the interview and how amazing they thought he was. So, you know, it's always interesting to watch these sort of media firestorm situations. I feel a little bit badly that somebody who made the effort to spend 2 days at this conference and who really genuinely cares about this issue and who, in my opinion and in my experience, is an amazing leader, that he's getting all this flack for one answer to a question when, you know, 95% of his answers were ones that the women who were there thought were just incredible.
Well, we can move on. And as much as I hate this expression, and I suspect you do too, we would have to agree this is one of those teachable moments, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I don't even hate that expression as an educator. I love that expression. I think it's a learning opportunity for Satya, certainly, for me, for all of us. And I mean, even though I feel very badly about all of the flack that Satya's gotten for being honest and then for actually realizing he made a mistake. I do believe we can all learn from it, and it's shining a light on an important issue that faces lots of people.
Well, indeed we will. Maria Clave, president of Harvey Mudd College, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.